Every agency is dealing with data center consolidation. Josh Stevens is the president of technology at SolarWinds, and the preparation process can be challenging. Josh is here to talk about that exact issue. Thank you for being on the program this afternoon, Josh.
Thanks for having me, Francis.
What are some of the things that agencies are doing right and maybe not doing right when they're trying to set the stage for doing the actual consolidation?
Well, you know, consolidating data centers today is very different than it was a few years ago. A few years ago, you would have assumed that to move, you know, multiple buildings into one building, you had to build a bigger facility. Technologies like virtualization, though, allow them to do this in the same space they're using, so they have a much more dense computing environment than they did historically. But what we're finding is that a lot of organizations don't adequately plan for the impact of having a significantly higher number of computers, both virtual and physical, within that same infrastructure.
Are they looking at the transition part of it maybe not the right way, or the after-transition part of it, or maybe both?
You know, both, but where we see the biggest issues is the after transition. You know, virtualization management can sort of creep up on you in terms of the issues that it causes. And so if you're moving, say, 12 data centers down into one or two, you know, over time, you won't see just a dramatic change every day as things are migrating. But if you don't pay attention, then once things have migrated, you know, after the fact, you're going to have some real bottlenecks within your infrastructure that are much harder to solve once you've consolidated everything to that one place.
I was talking to a CIO at an agency not too long ago about this very issue, and I said, have you learned any lessons or any rules of thumb from data center consolidation? And he said, yeah, it's the same rule as remodeling your kitchen. It takes twice as long and it costs twice as much. Is that fair, do you think?
You know, I think that's pretty fair in terms of what I've heard from other CIOs and executives I've worked with out in the industry. You know, I think that we see that most of these organizations go through sort of an evolution of three different phases of management style for their data centers and specifically for their virtualized environments. You know, first, they begin to deploy a few virtual machines, and they're really thinking mostly about just how do I take these new servers that are being built and virtualize those today. Then they're thinking a little bit more long-term around some capacity planning, and how do I think about the future and how many new VMs will I have, for instance, while I'm consolidating these data centers down to one facility. But phase three is really around optimizing performance and understanding how to get the most out of what you have. And that's where once you consolidate all the data centers together, and you're really trying to understand why things aren't performing the way that you hoped they would, you know, some sound management practices can help you avoid spending twice as much as you plan to.
Are agencies understanding all the potential tools that are out there to help them get to these various places? It seems like a lot of folks are talking about the buzzwords that we hear around data center consolidation. You've mentioned virtualization, and there are others. Are there things that are maybe not on people's radar screens that should be on their radar screens?
You know, that's a good question. There are a few things. I think the challenge is that this technology is so fresh and new that it's evolving very rapidly while we're trying to consolidate data centers. So it's sort of a moving target in terms of best practices and tools that are available. But certainly most organizations aren't taking advantage of some of the newer tier management tools that are available to really help you optimize performance and understand capacity and trends over time. And a lot of organizations as well aren't really able to grasp the concepts around cloud computing and compare private cloud versus public cloud versus SaaS and how all those different options might wrap together to form, you know, what is in many cases a data center concept that may not actually reside in one physical building.
SolarWinds works in the private sector and the public sector. Are the challenges around this that agencies are dealing with the same or similar to what private sector companies are trying to figure out?
Yes, they're very similar, as a matter of fact. I mean, there are certainly some specialized, you know, scenarios that are specific to the Fed environment. But for the most part, this is something that everyone out there is dealing with. The drive to consolidate these data centers via the mandated, you know, timelines is a little more severe in the Fed environment. But, you know, either way, these are challenges that are common across the board.
Josh, thanks for helping us understand them this afternoon. I appreciate your time.
No problem.
Josh Stevens is the Vice President of Technology at SolarWinds on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. You can hear that conversation anytime you want at federalnewsradio.com.